Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Arlie Hubbard.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer. Hello, Arlene?
Yes.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'll be further assisting you. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Okay.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay.
I have not.
Was it you or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
Free.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. Do you by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you had?
Yeah, let me get it for you.
Hold on. Okay, no worries, take your time.
Marginal zone.
Marginal zone? Was it nodal marginal zone B cell lymphoma?
Right, marginal zone lymphoma.
Hold on, there's multiple marginal zones. So there's also extranodal marginal zone B cell lymphoma, and then there's also splenic marginal zone B cell lymphoma. Do you know if it's extranodal, nodal, or splenic?
I think it's the first one. It's in the records. I can get it from the hospital.
Okay. So extranodal marginal zone B cell lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, thank you so much for that information. Let me just go ahead and write that down. Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
No? Okay. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what date were you diagnosed?
August 15th of 2019. I was 47.
Okay, thank you so much. And did you spray Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
At home? Okay. And what was the address of where you used the Roundup?
It was at, oh God, I can't even think of my house.
We can come back to that question.
Okay.
Okay. And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And how many years would you say that you sprayed Roundup for?
From 2010 to 2019.
So 9 years?
Right.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Smartphone. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then this is going to be based off your past or present medical history. These are all going to be yes or no's. Have you had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
Never. None of that.
None of that? Okay. Have you had organ transplant, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
No? Okay. Have you had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And can you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
A-R-L-E-E.
And your last name?
H-U-B-B-A-R-D.
So I have A-R-L-E-E for your first name and last name, H-U-B-B-A-R-D.
Correct.
And do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior or senior?
No, neither. Okay.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Thank you. And are you currently married?
No.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth?
July 6, 1972.
July 6, 1972. And can I get your full social?
456-377-786.
37. And what were the last four?
It's 456-377-786.
778. Okay, thank you so much. And then can I get your height and weight?
6'3", 289 pounds.
Okay. And can I get your email, please?
Arlie.h@yahoo.com.
And then for your phone number, I have 864-651-9520. Is this your cell phone number?
No, ma'am. 346-283-5904.
Okay. And is that your cell phone number, the 346?
Yes.
Okay. And the number that we're speaking on, is this your home number?
Phone number.
Okay. So you're using two different numbers.
No. I was clicked over to you from that number.
Okay. So the phone number you're actually calling from is 346?
283-5904.
Actually, give me one second, okay? Hello, Arlie, can you hear me?
Yes.
I see here that you spoke to someone in my office 2 days ago. Did you do did you sign an agreement with them?
Well, I was called, and I sent the agreement, but they never gave me documents to sign, so.
Do you happen to know why?
I don't know. They never said anything. I was waiting on them to call me back or whatever.
Huh. It's weird. Okay. Let me just ask you this. Do you have medical records regarding your diagnosis?
Yes, I can get them from the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get them from the hospital.
Okay. But you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type, correct?
Right.
And did you spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use Roundup for more than 1 year before being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Arlie, I'm trying to figure out what happened on our end, why I see that you spoke with my colleague, but it's showing that she signed an agreement with you. So I just want to confirm before moving forward, because I don't want to waste your time if you did, okay?
It shows that I signed the agreement, but
yeah.
There are no documents that were sent to me. I filled out some kind of questionnaire, and that was it. I didn't sign no kind of document or anything.
What was the result of your phone call Do you remember?
It was a positive call. That's all I know.
Okay, give me one second. I'm going to put you on hold.
All right.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, what I'm going to go ahead and do is continue going through the intake with you and see if your file goes through. I don't see anything that shows that there's a document in your name or anything like that, so I'm going to just see if it goes through, but I'm not sure why in the history of our phone call log it shows that you have an agreement signed, but there's no agreement that I'm finding. So I'm just going to go ahead and continue with the intake, okay?
Okay.
All right. What date or when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup, if you had to estimate a date?
Probably when the diagnosis.
Okay, so around 2019, August 2019?
August of 2019.
Okay, so like the date you were diagnosed, that's when you became aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup?
Right.
And how did you first learn of the connection? Was it your doctor that had told you?
Right.
Okay. And do you happen to know why he thought that? Or why your doctor had thought that?
He did test.
Oh, and based off the test?
Right.
Was there Roundup in your system?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. And how many, if you had to put a number on it, how many times did you use Roundup per year?
Oh, I use it quite frequently, you know, because try to kill weeds and everything.
Right.
Right.
If so you had to monthly, put a number on it.
Oh, around maybe about 15 times a month.
15 times a month or 15 times a year?
Monthly, around 15 times.
Okay, so what would you say yearly? How many times would you use Roundup yearly?
Oh, my God, I can't even count.
If you had to guess a number or estimate a number.
I would say, yearly, around maybe 250, 300.
Okay, I'll put down 250. And then how many times would you say you've been exposed to Roundup in your lifetime if you had to put a number on it?
Oh, I guess the whole time I was using it, 9 years.
Okay, so you would say 250 times a year for 9 years?
I would say.
So that the math on that is 2,250.
I guess.
Okay, so 2,250?
Right.
Okay. Alrighty, and then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
And then you said you started spraying in 2010. Do you remember what month?
June.
June? And then you said you stopped.
Yeah.
Okay. And you stopped spraying in 2019. Approximately what month?
August.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
Okay. And I just want to, what state did you use the Roundup in?
Texas.
Okay. Where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied?
Applied in the yard, less than an acre.
Okay.
In my garden, residential.
Okay. And then what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay. Next couple questions are a little bit repetitive, but I do have to ask them. Did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup?
What do you mean, how I was first exposed?
Was it like direct, were you, the first time you ever came in contact, was it directly by using it at home?
Yes, directly using it by at home.
Directly using at home. And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
Okay, thank you. And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Every time.
Okay. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And the type of Roundup you used, was it a concentrate or premix?
Mix of water.
So was it a premix or a concentrate? Concentrate?
Premix.
Premix? So it was already ready to go?
Mix of water, yes.
Okay. And then do you remember what store you purchased the Roundup in?
Home Depot.
Home Depot? Okay. And do you have any receipts for your Roundup purchases?
Can't say I do.
Okay.
I mean,
and do you have
2010?
It's okay, no worries. Do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
At the time, yes.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then you said there is a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then what were the dates that you were unable to work due to, you know, treatment and such?
It was around
roughly like the month and the year.
Oh, yeah. Around July 2010. I mean, like
2019?
Yeah, 2019.
Okay.
Around,
until when?
Yeah, so it was off and on, and then I started having a lot of coughing and breathing problems.
Okay.
Light switch and stuff, so.
And how long were you not working for from July 2019 until when?
Until about, I would say, sometime in 2020. You know, it was off and on, though.
Okay. So you were, like, in and out of the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what kind of treatment did you receive? Did you receive any stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, or surgery?
Chemo, radiation, therapy, okay. And just got pain medicine.
Pain medication? All right. And what is the name that of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Beavis Reddy. BIBAS, last name, REDDY.
And where is he located? Or where is he or she located?
At 900 8th Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas, 76104. Medical City, Fort Worth.
Okay, I'm trying to find the doctor. Okay, Beavis Reddy. And is this the same doctor that
yes.
treated you?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the name of the facility where you received treatment?
Medical City, Fort Worth.
Okay, so I have Medical City, Fort Worth. And this is the same facility you were diagnosed at as well?
Right.
Okay. And then do you have a phone number for your doctor, or is it whatever one that's on Google?
7,000.
And then do you remember the date that you started your treatment?
August 22nd of 2019.
Okay. And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Oh, wow. It's a lot to say. You know, when you have a breathing problem, it affects your sleep and everything else. And, you know, I was tired, had body pain, even had lost hair at times.
I'm so sorry you went through that. Well, I'm happy to hear that you're still with us and you're still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And can I get your current full address, please?
901 Boca Hill Circle, apartment 127, Fort Worth, Texas, 76112.
Okay. Can you spell the street name for me?
BOCAHILL.
Okay. I found it. I wrote Voker. All right.
Boca.
And then Voca. Boca. And then did you say there was an apartment number?
127.
Apartment 127. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Live.
Okay, and do we have permission to contact this person?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your relationship to this person?
Friend.
Okay. And can I get their phone number, please?
214-418-4809.
Okay. And can you spell their first and last name for me, please?
T-E-E-C-I. Last name Baker, B-A-K-E-R.
Okay, and then do you
Baker
remember?
Oh, go ahead. D-O-C-K, Doc, C-C Baker, Doc.
Okay, so you said D-O-C-K?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, and then do you remember the address where you sprayed Roundup?
It's oh my God, that was 2010. I don't even remember right off, but I can probably get that information to you later.
Okay. Do you remember the city?
Yes, here.
Fort Worth, Texas?
Right.
Okay. And do you remember the zip code or no?
I can't just say right off. I can just try to get it to you.
Okay. That's okay. No worries. What I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go through the intake. If for any reason I'm going too fast, you think I'm going too fast, or if anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's.
I thought that was what we were doing.
Yeah, I'm just reviewing all the information with you.
Okay.
So you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, specifically extraordinal marginal zone B-cell lymphoma. You'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed roughly around August 15, 2019. You sprayed Roundup at home, and you sprayed at an address in Fort Worth, Texas. You sprayed Roundup for approximately 9 years. Your first name is Arlie, spelled A-R-L-E-E. Last name Hubbard, spelled H-U-B-B-A-R-D. I have your social security number as 456-37-7786. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. 7786 for the last four.
Right.
Okay, and then I have your date of birth as July 6, 1972. I have your height and weight as 6'3", 289 pounds. I have your email as your first name, .h@yahoo.com. I have your phone number as 346-283-5904. And I have the date you started spraying Roundup roughly around June 1st, 2010, and the date that you stopped roughly around August 1st, 2019. You sprayed Roundup roughly 250 times a year. You sprayed residentially in the state of Texas. You used it directly yourself. You've had roughly around 2,250 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. You purchased at Home Depot. You were unable to work due to treatment and, you know, surgery and stuff like that. July 2019 to sometime in 2020, you were in and out of the hospital during that time frame. I have the doctor that diagnosed and treated you as Bebus Ready, located at 900 8th Avenue in Fort Worth, Texas, zip code 76104. I have the phone number as 817-759-7000, and that was at the Medical City in Fort Worth. I have the date that you started treatment roughly around August 22nd, 2019. I have your treatment as chemotherapy and radiation, as well as pain medication. I have your current address as 901 Boca Hill Circle, apartment 127 in Fort Worth, Tarrant County, Texas, zip code 76112. And I have your emergency contact as your friend that lives with you, and we do have permission to contact this person as needed. Their phone number is 214-418-4809, and I have their first name as TC, spelled T-E-E-C-I, last name Baker Doc, B-A-K-E-R-D-O-C-K. Does that sound correct? Okay. Anything you'd like me to change?
No.
Okay. What I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone, and I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. I just need a couple signatures from you, okay?
Okay.
Just give it a second. The documents are generating. In the meantime, I'm going to send you a text from my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, that will be your main point of contact if you need to reach me, okay?
Okay.
And did you receive the text?
Let's see here. Shireen from Matort Strategic.
Yes, that is me. So go ahead and click on the link. You're going to click through the yellow buttons, and it's going to prompt you to a couple signatures. So you're going to go ahead and sign it, and then let me know once you're done or if you have any questions, okay?
Okay. All right,
all done?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, are you all done?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, Arlie, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I just went ahead and sent you a text from my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. With that being said, the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours to verify your case. I do want to say it is also Thursday, so there is a chance they may not contact you till Monday or Tuesday. So just keep that in mind, but be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. They just need to verify all the information on your phone, so also keep that in mind. But Arlie, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for being super, super patient with me on the phone and kind of sharing, you know, kind of what you went through. I know it's not easy to talk about. So I do want to just thank you for your time, and I'm happy to hear that you're doing better. And again, if you have any questions, anything like that, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.